Sam, we have a motion detected at the bird feeder at Casa de Dana.
I have a new bird friend. Appears to be a cardinal. It's good luck.
Hey, buddy. Is it criminal to go over to a coworker's house and steal the batteries or battery pack or whatever it could be out of an automatic bird feeder camera?
I believe that is perfectly legal.
Okay.
Frowned upon.
Perfect.
I have a backup generator hooked to that thing,
Sam. The damn phone
won't be denied.
The damn phone in here will not stop vibrating.
I know.
And she goes, "Oh, I've got a new friend."
First, we had the blue every time somebody walked past your front door. Now every time a bird flies by.
Which, by the way, during the break, we found one more story about Mr. Burdick, the serial marrier guy.
We were trying to figure out how you could pull that off. Text line has a great point. And also based on the mugshot.
Yep.
Truck driver.
Mm-hmm. Truck driver.
Yep.
Truck driver. But here's real quick what police are saying. In one, I had to look and look and look and look and look.
Okay.
In one of the stories, they're saying he was a grifter. He was a long con where he would meet a woman, woo her, get married, wipe her out financially, get everything titled over into his name, get the life insurance, get whatever it was, get the home in his name, you know, get on the bank accounts. And then right as she was like, wait, what? Right as he thought his gig was up, he would go marry another one.
Okay. And that's fine. If there is fraud going on where he is exploiting these women, then fine. Charge him with whatever you want.
Yep.
What I don't understand and never will, and listen, I don't ever want to get married again, period, much less marry three women at the same time. However, I don't understand why being married to more than one person, while I think it's unethical.
Right.
Should be illegal. From the text line, a marriage is nothing more than a civil contract between consenting adults.
Sanctioned by the state. You're right.
That's what marriage is. So in reality, there isn't any reason that three people, maybe four people, cannot enter into that marriage contract together, provided they are all consenting.
Provided they all know.
Now, the reason it was illegal initially was because religion played a heavy role in how we crafted our laws. But in the year of our Lord, 2025.
Well, no. Whose religion, Sam?
A Protestant.
Hundreds of years ago, he said.
Two religions when marriage was codified into law.
Okay. Yeah.
But can we not, do we not rewrite laws?
Well, that's the point that I'm, the exact point that I'm making. In the year of our Lord, 2025, there are many people that do not practice those religions. So if they want to have more than one.
Who cares?
Oh my gosh. You guys, he's on Facebook. He has 15 friends. He is on Facebook.
Three of them are his wives.
And he's something.
Okay. It's not for me. But if it's for him, now, and again, I go back and I'll repeat myself. If he's exploiting these women for financial gain. Now, keep in mind, the original story said for personal and financial gain.
Yes. What would be the personal gain? property. Honestly,
no, that would be financial.
I think he was wooing lonely. No, I don't think it's that, Sam.
Game.
I think
there
he was. I think he was wooing lonely.
Clearly,
probably lonely women or widows, is my guess.
And that's fine. But what I'm saying is the personal gain was the relationship. If it's property, if it's money, those are all financial things. That
and
he's
it clearly sounds
for.
Like he was stealing from these women.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. On Facebook, he's friends with a lot of older women who look lonely.
A lot? You mean 15?
Yeah.
Oh, are you saying that's his marketing page?
I just think that this was his marketing page.
Hey, I'm lonely and looking for a wife.
I do.
I mean, if he's only got 15 friends.
How many zeros at the end of that 401k?
Yeah, I think that's what he was doing.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be one of the benefits? Of, I mean, why does one get married?
Love.
Okay. For sure. Absolutely.
Why did it take you so long to answer that?
She still hasn't.
I I've noticed.
He's got two separate Facebook profiles, and I just found the separate one, the second one.
Uh-huh.
And he just writes, he grew up in New Haven, Connecticut, and then writes, hello to all of his friends. Look at this. I bet he has three Facebook pages for three different women.
I bet that's not even his Facebook page.
Man, I don't know.
Look at the picture. How many pictures of him are there? Because the banner picture is the same as the profile picture. I bet there are no pictures.
You might be right, and there's no comments.
No posts.
Activity over the last couple of years.
That's something somebody.
So you asked, why do people get married? I companionship, love.
Okay. Absolutely.
Love first.
Okay. Clearly.
Yeah.
It is a sign of a commitment.
Yes.
We're taking this from stage two. We're going to stage.
That's
three.
Right.
But there is a financial security component with being married, is there not?
Sam's talked about this. It is much more expensive to be a single American than a married American.
But with being a married American, there's no question, you could be dating somebody and they can will you their 401k or their savings or whatever.
I suppose.
But if you're married, it all but automatically goes to the surviving spouse.
Yes.
All right. So what's wrong with that? If he's marrying these women
because
for financial security, that's part of being married.
Right. But if you asked Marge if she knew about Ethel, and if you asked Ethel if she knew about Pam, the answer was no.
Probably
not. Then you've got fraud. Right? Well,
I don't know. I'm still stuck on the morally reprehensible yes. Should it still be illegal? I have no idea.
It is unethical, in my opinion. But I think we've moved on into a world where who cares how many people you're married to?
Ugh.
Who cares?
You've always said, as long as you're not hurting anyone else. And I think that certainly was the case here. He was hurting somebody else. Or you wouldn't jump county to county to county and keep a woman.
Do we know that the women didn't know about each other?
Yes.
Does the story, does it say that?
It is my understanding the women did not know about each other.
Okay.
Or he told them he was long divorced. I just don't understand how you keep up the shell game.
That would be the hardest part.
It was kind of a joke, but I'll repeat myself. Most men struggle to keep one happy. It's just the reality of the situation. You got three on different corners of the state.
I mean, what happens when, let's say he is, we don't know this, but let's say he is a truck driver, right? And he's not in Jackson County tonight,
right?
Or Lyons County, but he's in whatever other county you said, Wabunsee or whatever. Don't most people, when they're out of town, check in with their spouse every night before they go
yes.
to bed? And so he would have to excuse himself from whatever house he was in
yes.
no fewer than two times every night. To say goodnight
to check in
to one of the other wives.
Oh, work's calling. I got to step outside.
Yeah.
Oh, work again? It's 8:30. Come on. I'll step outside.
To borrow your phrase, Dana, the shell game would be impossible. And why would you want to?
Because he thinks there is a fat 401k at the end of all three of those rainbows.
That's if you outlive them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a gamble in and of itself.
Not if he was wooing women who were in their 90s. We don't know how old these women were.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know, I did not have polygamy on my bingo card of topics today.
I know. And here we are.
Certainly not a full segment.
God.
Well, I just find it fascinating. And you know, I've long said in the show, and Dana alluded to it a minute ago, it's my opinion regarding your personal life, Sam, as long as you're not hurting me or somebody that I care about, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
You know, don't break the law.
Yeah.
And again, I think the law should be changed in this regard so that it is not illegal or so that it is legal. Sorry, double negative. But if you're not hurting me and you're not hurting my kids, you're not hurting T or my mom or my brother, if it's your personal life, I couldn't care less. Do what makes you happy.
But what about the fellow women who are hurt by not knowing?
Well, he's got two other wives. That's different because it's fraud. I think he's saying as long as everyone is consenting, everybody knows that this is what we're doing, then there's no problem with it.
Now, if there is a fraud component, obviously he needs to be charged. But if he's just married to three women because he wants to be married to three women, breaking someone's heart is not against the law.
True.
And it happens every single day in America.
Is adultery still against the law?
No. No. But it'll get you kicked out of the military.